Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You can get in here. We've had a few calls. I'm going to put in some Andy Reid sound here for you, AJ, and you can get that ready for us. I was just listening to Andy Reid. We got the Chiefs coming up on Sunday. Are we done with breaking down what happened against the Colts? The Texans did what they had. I love D'Amico's post game. I don't know that he could have been more excited. I mean, you want to talk about a team that's on a roll. They've won 7 of their last 9 after a pitiful start. Just looking so bad. The season looking so bleak. There aren't many teams that can bounce back from 0-3. Not historically, you're 0-3 and you're not going to make the playoffs. But this team is on the verge of getting there. They're not there yet, but they're on the verge the way that they're playing. They're playing better than the Bills right now. I mean, they beat the Bills,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even arguable.
I still think the Texans' offense has upside. I don't think the Bills' defense has upside. I think the Bills' defense are kind of what they're going to be. They're going to be spotty. You've got an elite defense, and you got an offense that has not really reached its potential this year.
Right.
So that's why I keep thinking there's actually maybe still some meat on the bone for the Texans as a unit. Like, it could still get better. I don't know that the Bills can play better, but I don't think they're going to be better as a team where they're like, you know, we can say the offense hasn't really locked in at a rate as high as they possibly can lock in. I think for the Bills, it's just about, are we good enough defensively to stop teams when we need to?
Well, and listen, they're not playing great offensively.
No, they're really not.
They're not. They're not.
Well, once again, Keon Coleman, non-factor, barely played the other day.
Well, he got a touchdown.
He caught one late.
Yeah,
he caught. Oh no, that was a blowout. They got a blowout win, but he did get it late. Khalil Shakir got one catch. So yeah, they're not. Josh Allen needs. They're going to have to go find a wide receiver.
Well, there was a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
What it was?
Yeah. So it was tough to throw that day, but you know, and it was tough for both sides. I mean, it was hard. That was a tough defensive game. And they did a nice job against Pittsburgh, but I don't know Pittsburgh's not a very good football team right now anyway. But listen, I'm watching last night the New England game. Oh, this is the best team in football right now. Well,
I don't feel like that.
Listen, God bless, you're 10-2 or 11-2, whatever you are, but look at who they've beaten. Well, first of all, they lost to the Raiders. They beat the Dolphins. They lost to the Steelers, Panthers, Bills, Saints, the worst team, Titans, worst team, Browns, worst team, Falcons, terrible team, Jets, terrible team. Bengals without Joe, terrible. Giants, one of the worst teams in football. Look at who they played. They played the Buccaneers, which is a decent team, not a great team, barely over
500. On the road.
At the Bucs, and they won 28-23.
Yep.
But the Bills, they beat 23-20. The Bills are not great shakes this year. Not great shakes. They're playing a last place schedule, and they're taking advantage of it. But they're not tested.
They're not tested. No, they're not. But they've played pretty well. But I do question, once it gets nut cutting time and you have a second year quarterback, I'm like you, I do question what they would do against a team like the Texans. Like, the Texans defense would cause, I think, Drake May a lot of trouble. The question would be, how did the Texans score? But I guess that's a question pretty much on everybody you play this year. Like, how do the Texans get to 23? How can they get to 23?
I just feel like, I know they're a good football team. The Texans are playing it as well as the Ravens, Steelers. They're leading their division. Not great. Jacksonville, you just beat Jacksonville recently.
I don't have faith in Jacksonville. Like, how is Jacksonville 8-4? They should just eliminate Jacksonville just to get them. I just don't want them. I can't imagine Jacksonville in the playoffs. That just screws the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It's like Boise getting in last year to the college football playoffs and getting a snot kicked out of them. We've got to have a selection committee in the NFL so they don't put Jacksonville in.
To get Jacksonville out?
Get Jacksonville out of there.
They don't pass the eye test, that's for
sure. They don't. No. Trevor Lawrence is not very good.
Are the Texans now as good as the Broncos?
See, Broncos are another team like the Bears who have a bunch of late come-from-behind wins. Of course, they've been beaten late by the Chargers and the Colts. So
their differential is plus 66, which is okay.
Yeah, what's Texas?
Which is pretty good. The Patriots are plus 110.
I'll give them a nod because, well, you know, they don't have J.K. Dobbins. They've got a rookie running back. If you really think about this, they got a rookie running back. Their wide receiving crew isn't necessarily that much more talented than the Texans.
No.
If you include tight ends,
their defense
it's pretty similar.
Really
their defense is really good. Texans defense, they both have elite lockdown corners. These teams are extremely similar.
Would you rather have Bo Nix or CJ?
Ooh, I think that's a hard one. Bo's doing a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. I don't think he's played as well as his record would indicate. I think CJ's got some better football ahead of him. I think CJ has been a little up and down. His last couple have been pretty good. CJ doesn't convert in the red zone like he needs to. You know, not all that's going to be on Nick Cayley, guys. I mean, a lot of that has to be on CJ, your quarterback's shoulders. I have noticed no one really talks about – have you ever noticed that? We never talk about red zone failures. It's always about – we just talk about offensive line penalties, which there are a ton.
Oh, no. We talk about play calling, red zone failures, plenty.
No, we do. But when we talk about it, what do we talk about? Play calling and penalties. We don't talk about the fact that CJ takes sacks he shouldn't. We don't talk about the fact that CJ doesn't find open men and deliver the ball consistently. CJ's got to wear some of this inconsistency in the red zone, too. This has been 2 years of this, and some of that definitely has to be on the quarterback's shoulders.
Yep. Point being in this, what I'm talking about here, okay, you're playing better than the Bills. You're playing better than the Ravens. You crushed the Ravens. You're playing better than Pittsburgh. You're playing better right now than Indianapolis. Indianapolis is kind of – and you just beat them.
Right.
You're playing better than the Jaguars. You're playing better than the Chiefs.
Some people call them the Jaguars.
Jaguars. You call them the Jaguars. The Jaguars.
I call them Jaguars.
And people love when you say Jaguar. Broncos, okay. I think you're playing – you just lost to them by 3 in a –
Should have beat them, honestly.
In a battle. You should
Although,
have you haven't played the
I'm not
Chargers.
Sure how you're going to score. that was a Davis Mills game where you literally couldn't find any ways to score.
No. That was a Davis Mills game, too. You two lost to them. The Chargers, you haven't played yet, but they don't have an offensive line, which is going to be – and it's right at Christmas, so that'll be interesting to see how the Texans destroy Herbert this year like they did last year. You're playing as well – as anyone in the American Football Conference. As anyone.
You're really not playing as well as the Patriots, though.
As they, who?
The Patriots are actually playing better than you.
The Patriots are playing against... playing a group of five.
But how are they playing?
They're playing good.
The Patriots are playing better than any team in the AFC. They actually are. If you look at the consistency on offense and defense, the Patriots are playing better than all of the other teams, other than maybe the Broncos, you have to say. That's a separate thing from who have they played is a separate question. How are they playing? They're actually playing really well. The Patriots are consistently beating who they're supposed to.
Right.
Kind of how they're supposed to.
I'm just taking it with a grain of salt because of who they're playing a last place schedule. You're playing a first place.
Okay. Schedule. Do we have to take anything with a grain of salt? We've beaten the. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. You got an improbable win against the Jaguars. You have two wins over the Titans.
With your backup.
One of them with your backup.
Right.
Right. The other one, CJ, got there. But you have two wins. But it's still 1-10 Titans. You could beat them with.
Well, I think you're
Xavier
a different football
Hutchinson
team than
taking
you were.
Snaps.
You're like the Texas Longhorns. You're a different football team than you were early in the season.
You are, and I still have questions about the Longhorns offense. So I guess it's actually and actually defense, but.
Yeah, we still have questions about the Texans offense.
Not the defense. So I would say, you don't want to see the Texans right now, and I do think there's still more meat on the bone for the offense. The one concern I have is that I held a lot of hope early in the season that Joe Mixon would come back. I do think you miss, and with Titus Howard down at guard, I'll just say this. You're not going to run as well with Titus Howard at guard. He's not a good run blocker inside. Your pass protection gets better, but your run game is going to be below average right now, and it is. And it's you just had a win where you got a good quality win on the road against a good team, a pretty good defensive front, and your best running back got 3.6 yards a carry. That's kind of who they're going to be this year. On offense, you just have to have enough of those carries that your play action can sprout. And I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I think the Texans can compete against anybody in the AFC.
Anybody.
And we thought the AFC was going to be killer. Like, man, the Dolphins, you got Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. You got Joe Burrow and the Bengals. You got the Chargers with
Justin Herbert and
the Chiefs. And it's just and Lamar Jackson. Oh, my God. Josh Allen. How are you going to, this is going to be and the Texans, should win the division easy. Remember what we said when it was the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Broncos were going to battle, and then you've got, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow were going to battle, and then you got Josh Allen and Tua over there. We didn't think New England, we wouldn't talk about New England being in this position at all, ever.
No, it was the Bills division. AJ, how much are you freaking out right now that it is 10:21? 9:23, and we haven't hit the 13 break?
I learned from Dell a long time ago that, just to let y'all, we're going to figure it out. So.
But
you know what? But look at his point. This is why he would be good. Were you a quarterback?
Not when I was younger. I played O-line, D-line, running back.
O-line, D-line? When you were in third grade?
Eighth grade.
Yeah. Were you a little pudgier when you were younger?
What were you on? Yeah. The little people's team?
No, he was pudgier when he was a kid.
You were pudgy?
Yeah, I lost 70 pounds going into high school. I played basketball in high school.
You lost 70 pounds going into high school?
Yeah, that summer.
So when you just matured and you just... testosterone and ladies, everything came off.
I had surgery after my eighth grade football season, on my hip or something like that too. So I did that, and then after I recovered,
because you're not. You look like a running back or wide receiver body type now, DB.
Yeah.
You don't look like O-line, D-line body type.
I mean, did the ladies just fall all over you after that, AJ?
That's a no.
Not necessarily no. I mean, no. I'll say is that you got to keep your options open.
And that's what you learned that from Dell too.
Right.
Dell keeps his options open. I don't know if they're always by choice, but he's got poison in the pocket. Look at this. We're way behind. Do you see him freaking out?
No, he doesn't freak out like Dell.
Freak out. He's got great poise.
Dell is Blaine Gabbert. Okay, that's who he is. while AJ is Tom Brady, just standing
well,
in the pocket.
Well, we've had producers during our time at 610 that were Blaine Gabbert. I don't know if Dell's Blaine Gabbert.
Dell is Blaine Gabbert. That's how he panics. He's got happy feet. As soon as we get to a couple minutes, now we're over 10 minutes late for this break, and we're talking about HRMP. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people over at HRMP who I really, really, I do believe in them. I like them. They become your friend. They are part of your business. They care about your business. They make sure that your business is running as efficiently as possible. Obviously, they have their business, but their business is to make sure that your business is running as smoothly and economically as possible. Okay? Now, that's what they do for us, and they do an unbelievable job for us, and they will do for you as well. Here's the deal, too, is that you don't even need a payroll department or an HR department because that's what they are, okay? So you can cut back on all of those costs. Now, obviously, they charge you for that, but what they charge you for that is so much better than what you're doing by yourself without the expertise, without the technology, without the information that they have tax-wise, okay, the expertise that they have tax-wise, the expertise that they have in insurance and 401ks, even though they don't charge you for that stuff. They just find the best one for your company. Look, HRMP has done wonders for our business, and they will for you. If you just call and let them get a free evaluation of your business, all right? 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What are some of the strangest things coaches have said? Dan Campbell, right, we're going to cut you off at the knees, or we're going to have lions or alligators trying to what did he say? We're going to chop your knees off or something. Remember?
Biting kneecaps.
Yeah, we're going to bite your kneecaps.
Bite your kneecaps,
stuff, yeah.
That's right. Duval. We had... Who was the guy? Who was the eyes?
Jonathan. Oh, Adam Gase.
Adam Gase with the eyes.
Why? I don't even know. Adam Gase, does he even exist anymore?
No, he doesn't.
He was a hot name, and then poof, he's gone and never to be heard from again.
Jonathan Gannon, we're going to get you a bus. We're going to get you a bus to the game or somewhere if you're on a bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was when he was talking to Buda Baker. When he goes, Buda Baker, they had a video. He goes, pew, 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 pew. He goes, that's all I hear when you're coming off the edge, shooting in a pew, pew, pew. And he's talking
about.
Listen
to Andy Reid, and we got a new one. Andy Reid was on.
Andy Reid from the Kansas City Chiefs?
The Kansas City Chiefs. Listen to what he's got to say.
I'm sure you've looked at the standings. This isn't your first rodeo. You know that you pretty much have to win the next five games. If you lose one, you're going to need a lot of help to get into playoffs. What's your level of confidence that things can start going your way and that you can win these next five games in a row?
Yeah, well, I believe that. I mean, I believe you come if you're coming to me on this, Matt. I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game, and you know that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game, and but that's the attitude that we're coming in with, and then you let the chips fall where they may. But at the same time, you got to make sure you take care of the small things here that we've got rolling. We've got to make sure that we get rid of some of these mistakes. But there's not a game that I go into that I don't think we're going to get after you.
Tickle your tonsils was my nickname in high school. What is going on here?
What does that mean?
It doesn't sound...
Tickle your tonsils, that's something...
Yeah. That's heard it. And he's Mormon. He's not supposed to say stuff like that. That's something John would say.
Tickle your tonsils? I don't... Oh, that sounds... I mean... Mm-hmm. age. Well, if Dell was here, Dell would have something to say about tonsil tickling.
That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded. You heard what Andy said, and maybe Andy meant it. I don't know.
What is? I don't know. What are you talking about? That's not a football term.
Well, it is now.
That's a.
It is now.
A porn award term.
Yeah, that can be interpreted in many different ways. You just
I interpreted it in only one other way. It's either Andy just saying we're basically going to smash in the mouth, you know, football-wise. But that's not really their style of football, so he can't mean
defensively they have been
something
that,
would happen on a bus. So that's not what he's talking about.
I don't. We're going to tickle your tonsils. Mm-hmm. Andy's been watching too much Pornhub.
No, he's not.
Well,
that's Andy Reid. He's got commercials to do. He's got, you know, D offenses to draw up, trick plays, ways to get the ball to Travis Kelce. He doesn't have any of that stuff.
I mean, I don't get that.
Who? Well, they're not tickling our tonsils. I'll just tell you that. They're not tickling this defense's tonsils on Sunday night. That's not happening. You may beat the Texans, but it won't be because they got their tonsils tickled, unless that's what you call, you know, isolating tight ends on Azeez Al-Shaair in the passing game. If that's a euphemism for that, then, yeah, you may tickle our tonsils if it means Azeez Al-Shaair has to cover man, you know, on third and eight, and you get first downs. Okay, then maybe our tonsils do get tickled if that's a euphemism. But if it's what I think it means, sir, I would not bet the farm on that, sir.
Sir. I mean,
good day, sir.
If you think you're going to tickle the Texans' tonsils, I mean, want the Texans to have tonsillitis.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I only worry about Chris Jones on Titus Howard and Chris Jones on Ed Ingram and Chris Jones on Andrews. I worry about that more so than your offense running the ball against the Texans. And Rashee Rice, but Rashee Rice could catch a case of the Stingleys. So, less worried about Kelce than I've ever been.
For whatever reason, the Texans.
I know. Kelce kills us.
Yeah. We're calcified. We get calcified.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to get tonsillitis and get sick, and that'll ruin the whole season.
I had tonsillitis in college, and it was horrific.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not
terrible. And then I thought I was getting better. They put me on medicine. I was getting better, and then it happened to coincide with my first Mardi Gras. So what did I do? No, my second Mardi Gras. What did I do? Started drinking heavily which you're not supposed to do on that medicine because it basically knocks down your immune system and reignited the tonsillitis.
Hmm.
Really not smart play. I did have some fun times, though. Yeah. It wasn't as fun when I had to drop classes.
Now you got a story about drinking on your pain pills. And guess what? Guess what?
Pain pills. It was just
you got wasted.
Penicillin.
So that's great.
Drink on pain pills like Brett Favre. I was drinking when I was taking penicillin or whatever. I wasn't down Vicodins and drinking on.
Maybe you haven't.
Well, I have before.
Well, there you go.
Not as an intentional way to. But I've done it out of necessity before. Yeah, sure. That's happened.
All right. Give Me the VIN is doing this. They're buying your car. John Clay Wolf is one of the best, if not the best in the country at it. We're talking about a business that's grown from he took from nothing to $2 billion a year or more, higher. I mean, he buys. Here's his program. This is what John Clay Wolf does. He buys for more and sells and makes less. So what he does is he buys your car and then he sends it to auction. He's got to fix it all up. He's got to do everything. He's got to make it look as presentable as possible. And then he goes to auction. Now, everybody does this. The dealers all do this, or they put it out on the lot, whatever the case may be. And then they try to resell your car. But the thing about GiveMeTheVIN.com is he makes less. But he does such volume, okay? He can afford to give you more for your car and make less when he sells it. Because he does such volume. You know why he does such volume? Because he gives you more for your car. Are you kidding me? What a great plan. Let me give you more So you're going to sell it to me, but you're not going to sell it to somebody else because I'm going to give you more. And then I go and sell it. I make less, but I got a lot more of them because I give you more. What a great concept. So here's the deal. You got to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're going to sell your car, America's best car buyer, you have to go to one place. GiveMeTheVIN.com, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nope, just 97.5. And ESPN 97.5 app. And 97.9 HD2. HD2, best way to listen. But the app is also great, too. So this is our penultimate segment. AJ, you're supposed to tell us what we missed.
What stories? What sports stories did we miss? Any angles?
Because
anything
you're
that
on
we
top
should've...
of everything. Unlike Dell. Dell never has anything.
Oh, he always has stuff he's just saving for his show.
We basically did one segment on the Rockets, but they lost to the Jazz. Blah.
Yeah, we did one segment on the Rockets. Yeah. We could have talked more about the Rockets. It didn't upset me. They lost. Big deal anyway. I don't care. They're fine.
Yep.
They're fine. It would have been nice to have Tari's energy off the bench. That's one of those games that could have been rescued by Tari Eason. You know, it was one good game off the bench where Tari hits 18 points and the third quarter doesn't get away from you, and all of a sudden the Rockets win by three in Utah, in Salt Lake. I did watch a lot of the pregame where they were talking about the old, and I was wondering, like, AJ, you're not a Rocket fan, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You are? Okay. Well, you're young. So when you hear people talk about Hakeem Olajuwon, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it's nostalgic.
How old are you, by the way?
23.
Okay, 23. So you never saw Dream play? But you've seen him on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure.
So what do you, the YouTube generation, you're 23, perfect, right in Gen Z territory. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that my kids who are Gen Z, they know a lot. They have a lot of respect for Dream because they think that he looks like something they don't see anymore with footwork and back to the basket, and he's an elite athlete. And, like, they couldn't care less about Tim Duncan. But Olajuwon, wow. What do you think about Olajuwon when you watch him?
Yeah, I think he's a top 10 player of all time. He's also, like, helped pave the way for a lot of current players and train a lot of players as well, too. So I definitely think, like, he's all time.
So great. It's been – he's trained Kobe for sure. He spent time with Kobe.
Giannis, too.
He spent time with Giannis. He spent time with LeBron or no?
I don't know about LeBron.
I don't know about LeBron. Kobe, Giannis, Alpi, and there's one other I'm missing.
Has he done Wimby yet? I'm not sure.
A current player. Yeah, I think Wimby. Was it San Antonio? Was it Utah? No, I think it was Wimby.
Yeah, I think
nobody in Dallas. It wouldn't have been Luka. I think it may have been Wimby, which makes sense. Yeah, John, he is, with the Gen Z, Dream gets maybe more respect and is placed higher on the pantheon of great players probably than any other generation. It's kind of wild, but... they mm-hmm. love his highlights. And they spent a lot of time on the pregame show going back and looking at old highlights from the playoff wins against the Jazz from 94 and 95. Murph and Kevin Eschenfelder did.
He's the best. I mean, he was the best. Unbelievable. I mean, and it's good that the generation appreciates him. I don't know that everybody's like AJ because he's a Houstonian, so he's going to love him. But he is – I'm not sure that that's the case around the country. I mean, as a matter of fact, there was some guy that put out top 50 players and the Dream wasn't even – it was like, what the hell?
Well, it depends on who's doing it. But I'm telling you, the Gen Z generation, I've seen the comments on Instagram. They're not all people – can't be all people from Houston. They love – because who are the big men now? Okay, Jokic is great. But name a big man who is doing anything that looks like Olajuwon ever.
Giannis.
Yeah, but Giannis doesn't have the same – Giannis is not exactly a fluid, graceful athlete. He's kind of an explosive, long power player. He's not pretty to watch. Dream was pretty to watch.
Yeah. Embiid has got.
Oh, you know, when do you see him? He's always hurt. And he shoots a bunch of threes. He's soft.
Alpi.
Yeah, Alpi's not in the same category.
Alpi's moving. Alpi had a great game yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, he did. He's not in the same category as Dream. Although that little spin that he has, that little pull dribble where he pulls into a spin, it's a spin dribble, especially right to left, is so wicked where he finishes with his right hand. Man, is it good.
Dude had 14 assists and 5 blocks yesterday.
Yeah. He had a really good game.
He had 8 rebounds. He had 31 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks.
You know,
that's like a dream stat.
You know, Brad Owen Will, our guy Will is going to come on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk to him. He's got a big sneaker, a foundation where he's doing a shoe drive for charity, and so want to bring that to light for some of our listeners, and we'll talk a little basketball with him. So we'll get a little heavier in the Rockets tomorrow with Will.
Yep. All right. AJ, we miss you. I mean, did you? Lance asked you that question. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I got mostly everything covered.
We always do.
We got something, and I just put it in for News of the Weird. We got something that we didn't get to that we have to get to on the other side, and it's sound. So, AJ, if you can get that ready, on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, Lance, you need to talk a little bit about you are talking about Underdog.
Yeah, I'm talking about Underdog Fantasy. And what is it that Underdog Fantasy does? Well, let's talk about basketball today. We're talking about basketball. We're talking about being able to go higher or lower on rebounds, on points, on assists, on block shots, on three-pointers made. On steals for a quarter, for a half, for a game. There's so many different stats. There's so many different time frames. You've got it all right there, and just about every player in every NBA game is who you're looking at. So you go higher or lower, you put the players together, you say, I'm going to go higher on his points, lower on his assists, higher on his three-pointers made, lower on his steals, and now you got 4 picks. You want to go 5 and 6, guess what? Your payouts are going to multiply into extremely high numbers to where before you know it, you know, you could be playing $10 and win $4,000. That happens to people all the time when they get really aggressive. Or if you're like me, you say, I might lose one. Do you have something for somebody who loses one? Well, yes, we do. We can go 3 picks, 4 picks, 5, 6. And in the flex option, you can still lose one and you're still going to get paid. It's a little lower payout, but you're still cashing out that money, and they pay you quickly as well. Real money right here in the state of Texas. Download the app, Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code on your first deposit. You get $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy play. That's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, Lance. World records, they mean something. I mean, do you have any world records? No. You don't have a world record for anything, right?
I did talk to my wife about... So the world record for two people kissing, my daughter told us, was 48 hours. And I said, you want to go for that? She goes, I will break that up so fast. Said, of course you will, because you're the biggest blocker in the world. Nobody mirrors and matches and stays in front of somebody more than my daughter does when she's trying to block me. Nobody. So that's not a world record I'm going to get. And then that's one of the only ones, because let's face it, it's just about staying awake. That's all you got to do.
All right, well, give a listen to this world record, and I don't know that his parents could be prouder. I don't know that we have enough time. It's a 40-second fart.
Is this real?
40. Yes, 40 seconds. 40 seconds. New world record.
Is it in Spanish?
See,
claro. There's Spanish. Go ahead, John. Do some Spanish behind it.
Nobody can fart like the Spaniards.
John, do some Spanish behind it.
Mira. Oh, ole, huele esto. Huele esto. Oh, 40 segundos. 40 segundos.
40 segundos.
40 segundos de pedo,
chaval. 40
segundos de
pedo. Like bueno. Guy, ¿no? Oh, mira que huele. Apesta tu culo. Apesta el culo.
Would be in there literally watching and clapping.
Yes.
Like that actually deserves a clap.
Okay. That's the down. That's some talent. That is some talent. A Keene woman has been sentenced after pleading guilty to multiple misdemeanor charges in connection with incidents earlier this year. Apparently, she caused damage at the Monadnock Food Co-op and the Marriott Keene on Railroad Street. Authorities say Tedford caused damage that included urinating on food and hotel property. She got 180 days of prison. She's urinating on the food and then all over the property.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, she had a lot of urination that day.
Yeah.
Or multiple days.
40 seconds?
How many times? Listen.
40 seconds is the standard for anything. When you're expelling, 40 seconds is the new standard.
It's the new standard.
Yeah.
Although, do you think peeing for 40 seconds peed for 40 seconds?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I have to.
Can you fart for 40 seconds or pee for 40 seconds?
Yes, I can pee for 40 seconds.
Yeah, probably pee. Yeah. A police officer was arrested for shoplifting character goods to give as gifts to children. Do you think you should be arrested if you steal stuff that you're giving to kids in need?
Well, yeah, you still need to pay for it, right?
Stickers, pin badges from a character goods store in
it's not real stuff.
Hankyu Samban Gai.
I don't know. In other countries, you can get executed for a lot less.
Right. But if you're giving it to kids?
Sometime in our country, we just let you steal. No problems. No questions asked. No problems. Just, you know, try not to do it again. Just steal. You can keep it.
Right.
If you steal
less than $500, just go ahead.
Yeah. If you're a security guard, just let it, you know, maybe you get a phone out. But in other countries, sometimes you get executed.
Yeah,
or something gets chopped off. So I just wouldn't steal and give to people. I just wouldn't steal. Not in other countries for sure. And that name you said did not sound like this country. It did not sound like one of the states I learned when I was a kid.
It was not. It was in an Asian country. Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see Young Wei Koo? His kick last night?
Yeah, where he pulled up because the ball slipped a little bit and he freaked out and he stubbed
his toe into the turf.
He froze up.
There's a reason he was cut by the Falcons.
Yeah.
He's not good.
He used to be really good.
He used to be good.
It's weird. It's like putting. When it goes for a kicker, it's like it's over. Now, they can come back and be the same guy in 2 years. But once you lose it mentally, you're just fried.
Yep. A man has been accused of flashing his genitals to drivers on the interstate. His excuse was he needed excitement in his life. Do you need excitement in your life?
Did that happen in League City?
I don't think it was Dell.
You don't?
No.
Does his life sound exciting?
It happened in Iowa. It might have been Tony.
Yeah, it could have been.
Johnson County, Iowa.
It was not Kirk Ferentz. He would never do that.
It was not Kirk Ferentz. It might have been Gronowski. But it wasn't. His name is something else. But I think it probably could have been Tony. Oh, his name is Danan Airy. He's a white guy. It wasn't Dell.
Not Dell. Okay. Well, Dell's not a white guy, but people get tricked.
No, so there's a picture of him. It's not Dell.
I'm saying people get tricked with the voice.
Dell's the one who
tells us that.
And finally tonight, a man undergoes surgery after an 8 centimeter by 6 centimeter ceramic cup got stuck in his bottom. by accident. Have you ever, accident, quote unquote, have you ever had sat on a ceramic cup and had it get stuck up your butt?
No, I have not. So 8 centimeters is a 3-inch cup. Ooh, man.
That's a big cup.
That's a 3x2. That's not a, first of all, it's not a, it's like a dog cup. It's a small, but what is,
I mean,
we sat on nests with no clothes on?
I don't know. It's just too hard to explain by accident. It's honestly, even in quotation marks. He said it was by accident.
They put it in quotation marks.
In quotation.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's the reason why I decided not to go into medicine is because I didn't want to have to be an ER doctor and take stuff out of people's butts. That's why. If you want to know why I got into sports instead of just medicine, that's why.
Because you don't want to have to pull things out of people's butts.
I don't want to take stuff out of people's butts. Yeah. And that, to me, was a deterrent of becoming a doctor. I was thinking about being a doctor, and I said, you know what? Do I really want to get stuff out of people's butts? No.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to pull stuff out of people's butts. Yep. No, I'm with you on
There's
that one.
There's easier ways to make a living.
Yeah, then doctors, good luck with that. Have fun pulling stuff out of people's butts. Yeah. We're out.
I mean, maybe you like doing that, but that's just not my jam.
We're out on that, okay? All right. We are done. Who's next, AJ? Who's what's the show next?
Sean and Will.
Sean and Will?
Will Kunkel, yeah.
Oh, Will Kunkel's here. That's right. Will Kunkel's here till Thursday. That's right. So enjoy Will Kunkel and Sean next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And right now, I, my friends, am talking about Pro Dunk. Pro Dunk is the best goal. It's not even arguable. I love the Pro Dunk goal. I had the Pro Dunk goal when we had when the boy was growing up. He loved his Pro Dunk goal. He had all the kids in the neighborhood over. You know, it is so much. I don't know about you, but I love that because I wanted them in our driveway. I wanted to know where they were. I wanted to know they weren't running the streets. That they were all safe. They were in our driveway and they were playing basketball. They're not inside playing video games. They're outside enjoying and exercising and having fun. Lowering the goal so that they can actually play. So when they're in fourth, fifth grades, they're not shooting at a 10-foot goal. I mean, they can't reach a 10-foot goal. Well, you want to lower it. And, oh, by the way, they want to dunk. Okay, they watch the pros dunk. They watch college dunk. They want to dunk. So they want that goal where you can raise and lower it with just the push of a button, and that's what it is. It's the best goal made. Every ingredient, the backboard, the stanchion, everything about it is just the best. So if you're looking for a goal for your kids that they're going to play on and you're going to love and your wife is going to love because of the curb appeal, ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
ESPN 90. At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.